From the K-12 High Speed Network in Imperial County, California, this is InfoSec. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of InfoSec, a podcast series for the K-12 public education sector. I'm Dr. Emil Ahangarzadeh. The information provided in this podcast series is intended to increase the security awareness of local education agencies and users, as well as to help them behave in a more secure manner within their work environment. While some of the tips may relate to maintaining a home computer, the increased awareness is intended to help improve your organization's overall cybersecurity posture. This is especially critical if employees access their work network from their home computer. Today, we're going to be taking a look at how to securely dispose of your mobile devices. Mobile devices like smartphones and smartwatches and tablets continue to advance and innovate at an astonishing rate. And as a result, some people replace their mobile devices almost every year. Unfortunately, too many people dispose of their devices with little thought on just how much personal data is on them. So in this podcast, we're going to cover what types of personal information may be on your mobile device and how you can securely wipe it before disposing or returning it. If your mobile device was issued to you by your employer or has any organizational data stored on it, be sure to check with your supervisor about proper backup and disposal procedures before following the steps that we're about to cover. So first, mobile devices store far more sensitive data than you may realize, oftentimes more than even your computer. Typically, that information can be things like where you live, where you work, and the places that you frequently visit. The contact details for everyone in your address book and applications, including your family members, your friends, and coworkers. There's also your call history, including inbound, outbound, and missed calls. Let's not forget the texting, too. There's voice messages, multimedia messages, your chat sessions within applications like Secure Chat or Games, and social media. But there's some more obscure information that folks aren't really aware of. Like, for example, your mobile device stores location history based on GPS coordinates or cell tower history. Also, your web browsing history is served. Your search history is served, as are the cookies that are downloaded onto your mobile device and any cached pages. Yes, there are your personal photos too. There are all those videos that you shoot and maybe the audio recordings that you make and those emails that you send. Unfortunately, some folks actually store their passwords on their mobile device and they use those passwords to access a bunch of personal accounts like their online bank or their email. There's also different files that folks like to store on their phones or their mobile devices. But they also store that information in the cloud as well. And sometimes there's even health-related information, including your age, maybe your heart rate or blood pressure or the particular diet that you're on. So as you can see, there's most likely a tremendous amount of sensitive information on your mobile device. Regardless of how you dispose of your mobile device, such as donating it or exchanging it for a new one, giving it to another family member like I do, or reselling it, or even throwing it out, you need to be sure that you first erase all of that sensitive information. Now, you may not realize it, but simply deleting data is not enough. It can easily be recovered using free tools found on the internet. So instead, you need to securely erase all the data on your device, which is called wiping. This actually overwrites the information, ensuring that it can't be recovered or rendering it unrecoverable. Now remember, before you wipe all of your data, you most likely want to back it up first. This way, you can easily rebuild your new device. The easiest way to securely wipe your device is to use its factory reset function. This will return the device to the condition it was in when you first bought it. Now, we found that factory reset will provide the most secure and simplest method for removing data from your mobile device. The factory reset function varies amongst all sorts of devices, but I'll cover the two big ones, Apple's iOS and Android systems. So if you're on your Apple iOS device, what you want to do is to go to your phone's settings, select General, and then click on Reset, and then select Erase All Content and Settings. On Android devices, you start the same way. You click on your settings of your mobile device, and then you select Privacy, and then hit Factory Data Reset. If you still have questions about how to do a factory reset, check your owner's manual or your manufacturer's website. Remember, simply deleting your personal data is not enough. In addition to the data stored on your device, you also need to consider what to do with your subscriber identity module, which most of us normal human beings refer to as your SIM card. A SIM card is what a mobile device uses to make a cell call or make a data connection. When you perform a factory reset on your device, the SIM card retains information about your account and is tied to you, the user. If you're keeping your phone number and moving to a new device, talk to your phone service provider about transferring your SIM card. If this is impossible, for example, if your new phone uses a different size SIM card, keep your old SIM card and physically shred or destroy it to prevent someone else from reusing it. Finally, some mobile devices utilize a separate secure digital card or an SD card for additional storage. These SD cards often contain pictures and smartphone applications and other sensitive content. Remember to remove any external storage cards from your mobile device prior to disposal. For some devices, your SD cards may be hidden in the battery compartment of your device, possibly beneath the battery. These cards can often be reused in new mobile devices or can be used as generic storage on your computer with a USB adapter. If reusing your SD card is not possible, then just like your old SIM card, we recommend you physically destroy it. If you're not sure about any of the steps covered in this podcast, take your mobile device to the store that you bought it from and get help from a trained technician. Finally, if you're throwing your mobile device away, you should consider donating it instead. There are a lot of excellent charitable organizations that accept used mobile devices. Thanks for listening, everyone. InfoSec is brought to you by the Cybersecurity Education Program, a service of the Technical Assistance Professional Development System, administered by the K-12 High-Speed Network and funded by California Assembly Bill 104. The Cybersecurity Education Program provides state-of-the-art cybersecurity awareness curriculum for all California K-12 Public Education Agency employees at no cost. For more information, visit k12tapped.org/CEP. That's k12tapped.org/CEP. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for more cybersecurity information. We're at Tapped Security.